So let's back up a little bit. Why have people been so worried about the economy? Why did they think there was going to be a recession?
So when we think about the ways that people experience the economy, inflation is really top of mind. And people are very aware of higher prices for milk and bread and cars and their rent. For a while, gas prices were over $5 a gallon. And these are things that have really weighed on people's behavior, the way they feel about the economy, and their worries about the future, their worries that such high inflation would become a real permanent marker of daily life. The solution to getting control of inflation also makes people worried about a recession, though. In order to control inflation, the Federal Reserve has to raise interest rates very, very high enough to a level to slow the economy down, cool spending, cool demand for new workers. And often the economic models would tell us that when you have very high interest rates, especially rates that go up so quickly, that causes a recession too. So when you put these two things together, people are already grappling with high prices for the things that they spend money on. Then they're told that the federal government is trying to actually really slow the economy down so much that it could cause a recession. It's hard to see another way out of it.
So is there some kind of delicate line that the Fed tries to walk where they're raising the interest rates, they realize that could throw us into recession? Is there anything they can do to avoid that?
So the trade-offs are really tricky. The Fed can't say, oh, I want to get control of inflation over here, but I want to protect the job market over here. They've got one rate and it does one thing. The Fed has been very, very clear, as they've been raising interest rates at a really historic pace, that their number one priority is controlling inflation. And even though there's no part of the Fed that wants to see people put out of work or any kind of economic pain that comes with slowing the economy down, their message consistently has been, we have got to get inflation under control because there's no way of coming back from that. We can't afford to not fully end this economic crisis period. And especially the longer inflation goes on, it hurts some of the most vulnerable Americans the most.